BFYLP Belfast, Maine, 100.9 FM.
And it's 6 o'clock on Monday. That means it's time for the Belfast Lions Sports Show. Stand by for your host, football coach Brian Goff.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. This is your host, the head football coach for your Belfast Lions, Coach Brian Goff. I am also the head JV basketball coach for your Belfast Lions this year as well. And really looking forward to getting into the winter sports. December 14th sounds like a unofficial, official first day, if you will. Things are still kind of touch and go with the COVID protocols that we're having to deal with and work through right now. But I got an email today that says we can start doing individualized work with the players as early as Monday. I have a meeting with Coach Marty on Wednesday of this week to talk some details on that. So I'm really looking forward to transitioning into our winter sports. Again, in the land of COVID that we live in today, you know, we're going to take it week by week and we're going to do the best job that we can. And hopefully this starts to clear up. And as you've probably been watching the news, you're seeing and hearing about a vaccine that's coming. I was just watching the news a little while ago, and they're saying that the first round of vaccine can be administered by Christmas. Another company has come forward and says they have a vaccine that is highly effective as well. So we're just going to keep praying and hoping that these things are true and everybody gets that vaccine and we can get back to normal as soon as possible. And the sooner the better. Our student athletes have suffered quite a bit. It goes back to last March when we got sent home March 13th. Did not have a spring season. My heart goes out to last year's seniors who didn't have an opportunity to compete in track. Didn't have an opportunity to compete in tennis, baseball, softball, any of the spring sports that we offered. They didn't get that opportunity. Still very disappointed for them and feel for them. And I know a lot of people in our community do as well. I think back to my career and times when I was a high school student at Belfast Area High School, and if you would have told me that you were going to take a season away from me for any reason whatsoever, that would have been a tough pill to swallow. I go back 1990, my senior year is still probably one of the best years of my life. Just the memories that were created in playing three sports at Belfast, football, basketball, and baseball. And you don't lose these memories. And that's a big message that I have to the players that I coach at this point in your life is about creating unforgettable memories. And you will take these memories with you for the rest of your life. A lot of the times that I see former players that I played with 30-something years ago, it's typically one of the first things that's brought up and talked about. A game here, a game there. Do you remember this? Do you remember that? And it always seems to bring a smile to my face and the folks that I'm talking to as well. So we feel for you. We love you, Belfast student athletes. You know, we come into the fall this year and, you know, COVID's still around and kind of cut our season short. This fall, we were able to get some work in all of our sports, that is. It did get cut short due to COVID. I know as far as football was concerned, it wasn't a normal football season. We did not have tackle football this year. We had a 7-on-7 league. It was safer to do so. Was thankful that we had that. But at the same time, got that season cut into and wasn't able to complete it. And it's tough. I really feel for our student athletes. And, you know, to all of our student athletes at Belfast Area High School, and I've had this conversation with several people over the last couple months. And one of the things that keeps coming up is how well our student athletes have handled this situation. It's a tip of the cap to all of our student athletes, their support systems, their families, the admins at the school, the coaches. You know, it's a tough time that we live in right now. And when you get things taken away from you that you love dearly, you know, it makes you realize, you know, what you had, you know, now that it's gone, and how much you miss and love and all those things. So tonight's show is going to be about honoring our fall sports teams. And we're going to talk about some of their seasons. We're going to get into some of the awards that were won this past week and a half. We had our award ceremony and end of the year banquet. A week ago from last Friday, we had our football banquet. And that was done on Friday night under the lights at Bryant Stadium. It was very fitting to do it on a Friday night under the lights, because that's typically when we play our football games. And to have our players come one last time with parents present, it was a really, really, really cool and special night. And, you know, I wasn't at any of the other award banquets for obvious reasons due to protocols and things of that nature. You're having a indoor event. It had to be under 50 people. Outside is a little bit easier. You can spread folks out with the social distancing. You can keep people in cars. And that's what we did for our football banquet. But I have the results from all the football banquet and all of our fall sports as well. And I'm going to get into that. And I'm going to honor our Belfast student athletes and some of the great things that were done this fall. So once we get through this, as I said earlier, moving on to winter sports, I've got some great shows lined up. We're going to be talking basketball. We're going to be talking all of our winter sports coming up. And we kind of dipped into that last week when we had Coach Logan Walsh join the show. And we talked thoroughly about the wrestling team and what they've accomplished over the last couple of years and what's on their plate this year. And you can go to the short-term archives if you've ever missed a show and you want to go back and listen to any of our shows. You can go to BelfastCommunityRadio.org. There is an archive link. You can pick those up. And if you ever have trouble finding it, I can certainly send you that link as well. Just go ahead and send me an instant message on Facebook or send me a email to coachgoff13@yahoo.com, and I will be more than happy to send you those links, and you can hear the great conversations that we've had thus far, with the main topic being centered around Belfast area sports and our great student athletes of today and yesterday. So this has been a great show so far. It's been a fun ride. We're essentially the only gig in town with everything that's going on in terms of COVID. So it's always great to talk about sports, talk about student athletes of today. And we're certainly going to be starting to invite some folks that were Belfast area high school students from yesteryear, as well as former coaches. And just talking about a lot of memories that I talked about before. You know, these memories never leave you. And we want to make sure that our student athletes are creating the best memory that they can create, so 30 years from now they can look back and they can have some unforgettable memories as well. I'm going to start right at the top with the football team. First, let me mention my assistant coaches who helped out this year. The assistant head football coach, Coach Art Fairbrother. He's been with me for 2 years. Great having Coach Art on staff. Brings a lot to the table. He was a opponent of mine back in the day, as he was a Bucksport Golden Buck back then. I vividly remember seeing Fairbrother written across the back of a jersey when we played back then. He was on the line. I remember vividly. He's our offensive line and defensive line coach. And as I said, the assistant head football coach. He's my first lieutenant. I typically go to Coach Art you know, about a lot of things, because he brings a lot of knowledge on not only football, but life in general. And it's great having him part of the staff. Very, very thankful his wife wanted to come home. She's a Belfast area high school graduate. And Coach Art wanted to come back to the area as well. And he brought two boys with him. And one's Josh, who we'll get into in just a moment, and another freshman named Andrew, who had a really, really productive fall this year and summer, worked very hard, was right in the running for most improved player. That's how much he improved. And if he keeps working, he's going to be a standout, just like his big brother, Josh. So great to have Coach Art on staff. We also had Coach Walsh. He's been with us for 2 years as well. He was part of the turnaround last year. He brings a lot of passion and a lot of love to the game. You know, he was a Madison Bulldog back in the day, did his school up at the University of Maine at Orono. Back in the day, Madison was a very, very, very good football program. So he came up through there, learned a lot of things at the University of Maine in terms of strength and conditioning, which he implements into our football program. And yeah, just brings a lot of fire and energy. And it's great having Coach Walsh as part of our staff this year. Coach Jamie Potvin joined the staff as well. Coach Jamie was part of a championship team here at Belfast under Coach slips my name right now. But he had 12 sacks his senior year and was an outstanding defensive end. And also a fullback as well. Jamie got into coaching this year, first year, and did a great job for us. Was the offensive coordinator this fall, and really enjoyed having Jamie part of the staff. He wrote in his yearbook his senior year his desires in life were to be a football coach. Well, those dreams were met today, and he's now part of the staff and did a great job for us. Coach Arthur's was the championship coach that just slipped my mind. I know Coach Arthur's well. He's came to the program shortly after I left, and I believe had three championship teams here at Belfast. If you look at the Mount Rushmore of coaching football, he's definitely on that mountaintop. If I could only duplicate some of the success that he had, I will consider my coaching career to be a great one. JoJo Oliphant also helped out this summer as well. JoJo played at the University of Maine Black Bears, was an All-American defensive end. There's not too many All-American D1 athletes walking around Waldo County, so it was great to have Coach JoJo be part of our staff this summer. And hopefully moving forward, he will continue to be part of that staff. As we want to build our staff, we want to get more coaches in the fray. And the more input and the more people you know that know the game of football, the better the program. So those men did a great job for this year. And you saw the improvement when we got to 7-on-7. We went 3-1 this year. We won three games decisively. First game, we lost by a point. And so, yeah, very productive fall for us. You saw a lot of improvement and a lot of work from our coaching staff with our young players, got them to where they are today. And it's very exciting that a lot of these players are going to be coming back and being part of the Belfast Lion football team. I'm going to get into some of the awards real quick with football, and then I'm going to move on to our other sports that participated here at Belfast this fall. I'm first going to start with the JV awards. And we gave three awards for JV. We gave three awards for varsity. The most improved player for JV went to a young man named Curtis Littlefield. Curtis is a quarterback. It's always been his dream to play quarterback. I first laid eyes on Curtis on a junior high basketball court last year in Searsport. I drove over to watch the game. I knew some of the guys. I was starting to get to know some of the guys down at the junior high level. I was looking for more talent as well. Curtis immediately jumped out at me. He's got good size and very light on his feet. You could tell he was a very, very smart basketball player. So that got my wheels turned to thinking that he could be a really good football player based on the skill level that I saw on the basketball court. And just my overall impressions of him as an athlete. And a lot of people told me not to waste my time. Curtis isn't going to play football. Curtis has other interests. And, I'm glad I didn't listen to him because I went after Curtis and I went after Curtis hard. He started to take the bus up to the high school along with a lot of kids from our freshman class this year and got an early jump on high school. You know, he was almost there every workout. We were working on some skill drills just with footwork in the weight room, box jumps, dot drills, eye-hand coordination drills, things of that nature, and also hit the weights and hit them hard. He got himself into really, really good shape. And having not played football for a year or two, he did play at the peewee level, but you miss a couple years of development, it's going to definitely stunt your growth. So the fact that Curtis kind of made up for lost time once he got in the weight room and started to do all the things we did before we got sent home in March, never missed a workout this summer. Was there early, stayed late. Got some extra work in with Coach Walsh. A lot of the times we were, practicing at 6 a.m. Well, I'm getting down to the field at 5:30 and Curtis is already there at 5. Getting an hour of work in with Coach Walsh and some of the things that he does with the athletes. So he really, really just worked and caught up for lost time. And at the end of the day, was a unanimous decision in terms of most improved football player for the JV football team. Very proud of Curtis. Came a long way in 1 year. He works like that for the next 3 years. He's going to be a darn good football player before it's all said and done. As I said, there were several football players that were in the running for most improved player award, not only on JV, but varsity. And that's a good thing because that tells you these guys are working. These guys are putting time in. They're practicing their craft. It's what I've preached all along. No matter what you do, if you put the time in, you know, you're going to naturally get better. I don't care if it's playing an instrument or playing a sport or whatever it is. You put the time in and you practice it, you're going to get better. And you give it everything you got. And then you look back and you will see that you have drastically improved in a number of different areas. Curtis Littlefield is a perfect example of that. And again, there were several other players in the running as well. Coach's Award, very proud of this next player. Coach's Award for me is embodying what Lions Pride is all about. And I say Lions Pride all the time. I typically break down a practice at the end of our football practices with a Lions Pride chant in Lewis in unison with all of our coaches and players. And to me, Lions Pride is embodying, you know, all the things that go into making yourself a successful athlete, as well as a successful student and just an overall great person as well. So in terms of the Coach's Award, showing up on time, working hard, not complaining, asking good questions, staying early or coming early, staying late, really taking pride in not missing a workout, encouraging your teammates, doing well in school, being a role model off the field, in terms of being a coach, never having to worry about that player in terms of doing anything that he's not supposed to be doing off the field. You wrap all these things up into one. That's, to me, what Lions Pride is all about and pretty much what the criteria is in terms of naming a coach's award. And the JV Coaches Award this year went to Tommy Littlefield. I recruited hard last year when football season ended. I was trying to find players anywhere that I could who I felt that could help our football team and also just give a guy an outlet to build himself in terms of a character and as an athlete. I didn't have to recruit Tommy. Tommy came to me. Tommy came to me with his family. His parents said Tommy wants to join the football team, and asked me what he could do now since it was just coming into winter. I said the first thing Tommy can do is get into our off-season workout program. And Tommy never missed a workout. Came early, stayed late, great attitude. Took to the techniques we were showing. Got himself bigger, faster, stronger. We got sent home due to COVID March 13th. We were now be able to be back with the players on July 6th. There was Tommy first in line. Never missed a workout this summer. Just continued to work and work and work. Found himself getting called up for some varsity action the last couple games of 7-on-7. You know, Tommy's going to play on our line, offense and defensive line, which is kind of negated with 7-on-7. But we did put him out there at some linebacker, and he showed he could read well, he could move well. People weren't getting around him. He was snapping the ball. You know, Josh Fairbrother is our snapper for varsity. Well, we got to find one when he moves on due to graduation. I think Tommy's, you know, could be that guy. And if I know Tommy, he's going to work very hard at it and make that a very, you know, part of his game. And it's like I tell the guys, the more you can do on a football field, the more you can help us win football games. And Tommy Littlefield does that. Very proud of Tommy. Great to have him part of the team. JV MVP was Jackson LaPierre. Jackson in a year has grown tremendously, not only physically, not only mentally, but from a skills standpoint as well. His freshman year, there's a little bit of a inconsistency in terms of catching the ball. Worked very hard on that part of his game. Now he doesn't drop nearly anything. He runs very good routes. He has good hands. He's very reliable in terms of catching the football. He's smart. He's very coachable and worked very hard. I don't know what his mother fed him during the quarantine, but, you know, as Coach Art Fairbrother said, you know, he came into our program last year as a boy, and then he came back this summer as a man. So I don't know what his mother's feeding him or what type of program he was on, but he came back thick, strong, quicker, just an overall very, very, very good football player. Great kid as well. Very happy for Jackson to get that MVP award. And he's going to be a good one. It's good to know that we have Jackson for the next couple of years. Moving on to the same awards for varsity. Most improved player was Josh Fairbrother. Josh Fairbrother came to us last year, started at defensive end and offensive guard. That was about where he was at in terms of what he could do. Well, a year later, I'm comfortable playing Josh at center, guard, tackle. I found out in 7-on-7 that he can catch the ball very well. He can play tight end. We ask our tight ends to do a lot of blocking. He's got that down pat. And I also learned that he's faster than anybody thought. And with those hands that I talked about, you can easily bump him out to tight end. And then when we're talking about defense, you can play him up and down the line, and you could also play him at linebacker. Josh started linebacker for us in 7-on-7. Him and Chris Fournier did a great job communicating, getting guys lined up, making plays, reading the quarterback, making interceptions. He had a couple interceptions for us. And all last year, it was one of my topics of discussion. Who was going to replace Brian White at that linebacker position? We typically start two linebackers. Fournier is locked down to the other, be a three-year starter this year. But I was looking for that guy to get in there and play that other linebacker spot. We think we found him in Josh Fairbrother. Good to know we can also bump him down to the end and up and down the offense and defensive line as well. When you can play that many positions, and you have done so by only being able to play two positions the following year, or the previous year, I should say, that to me was the slam dunk choice of most improved football player, Josh Fairbrother. Josh also was a team captain and also made the KVAC all academic team. So this guy's got a lot of hardware, if you will. Great fall, great student. He's just doing a lot of great things. You younger guys, watch Josh, how he goes about his business. And if you can emulate that, you're going to give yourself a great chance of being a successful athlete on and off the field and in the classroom as well. Very proud of Josh. Coach's Award, same thing that I talked about earlier on with all the things that embodiment Lions Pride is all about. Nathaniel Porter is a two-time Coach's Award winner. This young man actually thanks our coaching staff when he's done practicing for working him as hard as we do. He's always about getting better. He is a no-nonsense guy. He shows up focused. He's ready to work. He's ready to lead the group. He's become more versatile as well. He started left tackle for us the last 2 years. You could definitely bump him inside to guard. He can move. I like the idea of him pulling in our offensive system. And he can play up and down that line as well on defense. So exciting to know that he's turned into a versatile football player. He's gotten naturally bigger the last couple years. He's pushing about 200 pounds now. I know he's going into the service next year and wants to drop a little weight so he can get those times right. But, you know, he's dropped weight before because he's an outstanding wrestler as well. And he can put it back on too. So really, really just a great kid. Loved having him part of the team. And to win a coach's award 2 years in a row is quite impressive, if you ask me. And to you younger guys, I know you watched him. How he went about his business. Again, you want to be successful. Look no further than Nathaniel Porter and how he went and practiced and played and did the things on and off the field and did them the right way. Very proud of Nathaniel, and hopefully he rubbed off on some of our younger guys as well. MVP, super, super proud of this player. Came a long way. I met him 3 years ago as an incoming freshman when I was the volunteer coach. Started to build a relationship with him. You saw the potential. Year two, you saw the potential even more. Year one, we didn't get any JV games in due to the lack of players we had on the team. Last year, we were able to get 3 games in. This young man, Keegan McGowan, was a standout. We went up and played Orono's varsity team last year, our JV, and Keegan led us to a 38-14 team win. Had a couple of nice touchdown passes to Hunter Maresh, led the offense, played some safety for us as well, and then kept working this year, really bought in this year, and you saw him take his game to another level, led our team in interceptions, led our team in touchdown passes. It just looked overall like the standout player out there for this fall. And it's good to know that we still have another year with Keegan. And he just improved big time, and to get that MVP award as a junior with a lot of talent on this football team, it's quite impressive. Like the coach's award, like the most improved, there's several guys that could have possibly gotten that MVP award. But when we talked about it as a coaching staff and we wrapped it all up in one and we saw the production, Keegan earned MVP this year in our fall 7-on-7 league, no doubt. It should boost his confidence. If you're listening, Keegan, don't stop working. All right, you can look back in a year and a half from now when your career's over, and if you put in the work and keep working like you have, you know, you're going to have some more success and create some more unforgettable memories. And winning team MVP this fall should be in that memory bank that you look back on. And you got that plaque. Put it in a good place and keep it and tell your kids about it one day, because that's a great honor. We're going to go to a quick break here, and then we're going to dive into the other sports here. This is WBFY 100.9 Local FM. You're listening to us at BelfastCommunityRadio.org. This is the Belfast Lions Coaches Show. I'm the head football coach, Coach Brian Goff, and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Claire, WBFY 100.9 Belfast, Maine.
Belfast Community Radio is supported by our listeners and by Front Street Shipyard. Since it opened in 2011, the shipyard has added many jobs to the local economy and serviced lots of marine craft in its workshops. The shipyard has also represented Belfast in pictures taken by thousands of tourists. To learn more, go to frontstreetshipyard.com, visit them on Facebook, or just take a stroll along the waterfront.
Tune in to the Magical Music Machine Fridays from 9 to 11 p.m. I'm Dr. Rhythm, and I play the hits, misses, forgotten 45s, and rare oldies, along with doo-wop and rockabilly. Tune in to hear the hits you loved and the songs you may have forgotten. Here on WBFYLP 100.9 FM.
Welcome back to the Belfast Lions Sports Show. Head coach Brian Goff here. Wanted to just finish off football real quick. I just wanted to recognize senior Matt LeBlanc, Stephen Friel, Chris Kelly, and Josh Fairbrother for making KVAC all academic. That's to my knowledge. If you have an average of over 90, you make that team. Well done, men. If you could produce on the football field or basketball court or whatever sport you play, and you're also bringing it in the classroom, that's a great honor. And that will get you into school, get you into give you more options in school, and you get that education. It's time to go into the real world. You get yourself a good job, and it all starts in the classroom. So nice job, men. I also wanted to recognize Nate Buckland, Rico Washington, Caden Bond, and Pete Lovejoy for earning varsity letters this year. Job well done. And just overall to the football team, the 30, 35 guys that showed up and worked all summer long and fall under the COVID conditions, tip of the hat to you. You know, it was tough to go through that, but you guys kept coming and kept working and kept getting better, and it's going to serve you right well as we move into the future. And once this COVID's gone, I can't wait to watch you guys play. So thanks for some memories myself. I'll carry these memories with the rest of my life. And great job all around. Moving on to field hockey. Field hockey team got six games in. They went 6-0. Not a surprise there at all. Belfast field hockey's had a great program for a long time. Back when I was the student here and playing for the Lions back in the late 80s into 1990. Coach Alan Holmes was the head coach and had a great program, won championships back then. Well, now daughter Jan Jackson is the head coach, and she's done a great job with the program, carrying on that tradition. I believe her assistant was Coach Tarbox. Her first year, she did a very good job as well. 6-0, as I just mentioned. Just a shame that we couldn't have a full season this year in playoffs, because they would have been there right there at the end, as they always are. Last year, I believe, went second round, maybe third round. But they're always right there. They get a great program. They do it right. They start them young. They rep it. They get that interest at a young age. And by the time they get to high school, they're primed and ready and ready to go. Going to jump into the awards real quick. Sarah Woods was the team MVP. Great job, Sarah Woods. The coach's award went to sister Emily Woods. So I would imagine that coach's award for the field hockey team is very similar to what it is for football in any sport, and just all the great things that you do on and off the field. So that's quite an honor for Emily. And also Sarah, must be proud parents to have two daughters like that get awards. I actually know their mother quite well. Was a neighbor of mine growing up in Belfast, and I believe we did one year of school together. She was a senior when I was a freshman. I don't think she knew who I was, maybe just from the standpoint that we lived close by to each other, but that's all good. It's so great to see, you know, a lot of people that I went to high school, their kids at the high school doing their thing today. It makes it really cool to come back here and be a coach and see that. So congratulations to the Wood Twins. Most improved player was Audrey Bockingham. Very nice job there. And some other awards that they gave out as well. Field hockey gives out the 12th player award. That went to Miss Riley Nickerson. Congratulations on that. Also went to school with her mother, Amy. She was a neighbor of mine as well. Great to see her kids doing well. Outstanding offensive award was Chelsea Guerrero. Great job. I understand she's just a sophomore and led the team in scoring this year. Older sister is playing field hockey at the University of Iowa. So very exciting to know that Miss Guerrero is going to come back and have another 2 years for the Lady Lions. Job well done. Let's see. Outstanding Determination Award, Kiara Doolin. Went to school with both her parents. Father Larry is one of my best friends. Mother Tara was a good athlete in her own right. You can see where that athletic ability comes from, because they were both darn good athletes when they were students at Belfast Area High School back in the day with me. I imagine that Determination Award comes from Kiara overcoming a knee surgery. Torn ligament last year, had to go down to Portland and have that repaired. Took a lot of rehab and a lot of hard work to get that knee right. And to there was some question whether she was even going to be ready in the fall. And it turns out that she was. And the only reason she was probably because of that determination and hard work that she attacked the rehab with and got herself out there and ready to go. So congratulations to Kiara. Outstanding defense went to Haley Lindendorf. Great job, Haley. Defense wins championships at any sport that you could play. And to receive that defensive award, that's a great honor. So great job to all the Lady Lions who won those awards. Looks like I'm missing one award, the Hustle Award. Sadie Wheeler, great job, Sadie. You know, that's a great honor to be known of Hustle. I don't care what sport it is. You know, my basketball players, my JV basketball players are going to hear me preaching Hustle all the time. I preach it as a defensive coach as well for the football team, Hustle to the Ball. You young athletes out there, no matter what sport you play, if you hustle, you will catch a coach's eye, and it's a good thing that will help you win games, whatever sport it is. So great job there. Looks like the Woods twins also made all academic. Great job. That's a great senior year. You're going to look back one day and say, I made all academic and won these awards in field hockey. That's quite an honor. And also Sadie Wheeler was all academic as well. Great job there, ladies. Very proud of you. And I wish you continued success. Looks like Maya Winslow was a letter winner this year. I'm sorry, a captain. Very good job there. Team captainship is a very good honor to young people out there. Add this to your resume. When you start looking at jobs, put these high school awards on there as well. If you put a team captain, you know, on your resume, folks are going to see that. And they're going to give you, you know, a thumbs up and you make yourself more hireable. You know, any of these awards that you could win, or team captain, or people like the fact that their potential employees were once athletes, because it says they work hard, and when you can win awards like that, these things are transferable to the workplace as well. Let's see here. Just going over my notes as well. Field hockey. Looks like Kara Richards and Bryn Sawyer as well should be recognized. Team captains, very, very, very good job. And you look up and down the roster. Yeah, you're gonna lose some talent this year in field hockey. But it's good to know that there's some young girls coming up right up behind them. They're gonna pick up where they left off, and they're gonna win field hockey games. So great job to the seniors. Tough times to compete in. You got some games in. You won every single game. You know, there should be an award for that, for going undefeated. And we know you would have been competing for a championship at year's end. So great job to Coach Jackson, Tarbucks, and all the field hockey players. It's a job well done. Moving over real quickly to the cross-country team. Coach Neely and Coach Bouchard do a great job with the cross-country boys and girls. In terms of the awards that were given out this year, the most valuable player was Miles Cannon on the boys' side, and Juniper Fowler on the women's side. great job to win most valuable player there. In terms of most improved player, we had Sawyer Carson on the men's side and Cora Littlefield on the women's side. Great job to win that award. Most valuable player, I don't care what sport it is, shows you put the work in and improved yourself drastically in 1 year. And just an overall great job and a great honor to get any of these awards. And as I said, put these on your resume. They'll do you wonders in the workforce. Let's see. Coaches Award, cross country, Eamon Gasinski and Jordan Kluby on the girl side for cross country. I'm not sure what they're using for a criteria, but I'm sure it's very similar to what the football teams is with that Lions Pride thing. You know, Coaches Award, you know, any awards I've ever seen for Coaches Award, no matter what sport it was all about hard work, having a good attitude, never missing practice, doing well, encouraging your teammates, doing the right thing on and off the field. And I'm sure that these two student athletes brought all that to the table, and it was well deserved to go get those Coaches Awards. So great job. I do want to say that my heart goes out to the senior class for both cross country girls and boys. They didn't get an opportunity to have their senior night. COVID prevented that from happening. You know, we did our senior night early in the year with the idea that, you know, things could get shut down. So let's get this night in. And we were able to honor our seniors that night. So, you know, my heart goes out to the seniors who participated in cross country this year. They didn't get a senior night. They should have had a senior night. And I'm going to mention each player or each runner for the cross country team. For the seniors, starting with the ladies, Leanna Gobin, Amelia Jacobson, Jordan Kluby, Audrey Lagerbaum, Hannah Littlefield, Caitlin Maddox, Lily Mitchell, and Lily Robbins. And on the boys' side, we had a exchange student from Italy, Pedro Bacconi, Sawyer Carson, Eamon Gasinski, Robert Hickok, Patrick O'Donovan, LeDerek Roberts, and Daniel Snyder. You know, keep your heads held up high. You know, you guys are, you know, great people for having to go through everything you had to go through. I'm so sorry that you didn't get a senior night, but, you know, to a lesser degree, we'll dedicate this show to you guys, and we'll call it Senior Night for you. And, you know, use this as motivation. You can take a positive from every negative and look back at how you handle things and how it drove you and whatever it is you're going to do when you move on from Belfast Area High School. Take a positive from a negative and know that we love you and know that, you know, we honor you and we appreciate everything you brought to the table for the Belfast Lions cross country teams. Great job. Looks like the captains as well. Again, these are things that need to be talked about. Pietro was a captain and Robert Hickok. Great job. And on the women's side, Leanna Gobin and Cora Littlefield were the captains for the cross country girls team. Very, very, very well done. I also have to mention KVAC, all academics, Sawyer Carson, Daniel Snyder on the men's side. And on the women's side, Amelia Jacobson, Jordan Kluby, and Audrey Lagerbaum. Also, Hannah Littlefield and Caitlin Maddox making all academic as well. Job well done. Way to put that time in the classroom and get those grades. Let's see here. Moving on to golf. I had a nice conversation with Coach Benzie earlier in the year. Told us all about the golf season. It was a great conversation. If you missed it, go to the archives, check it out. I learned a lot about how high school golf is run and how it works. And they had actually a pretty good year this year. I think they were the only sport to complete, if you will, the fall sports season. I think they took eighth in the state, if I'm not mistaken. And you had a number of golfers place at that golf tournament as well. In terms of the awards, Tommy Walker, Senior Tommy Walker, wins Most Valuable Player. Tommy will surely be missed. Last year, Tommy hit a hole-in-one. I don't care what level you're playing at, whether you're a scratch golfer, a high school team, or the pros, you hit a hole-in-one, you've done something. So great job, Tommy, and also great job of winning Most Valuable Player this year for the golf team. Most Improved Player, KJ Payson. Nice to know he's coming back. I believe he's got two more years. He's an outstanding basketball player as well, and a good baseball player too, and knows Daddy well. Good to see him put that time in and improve himself and win that award. And again, if you can win the Most Improved Player award, to me, it tells me you put time in at your craft and you got yourself better. And here's KJ Payson, the Most Improved Player of the golf team. Coach's award, Calvin Sheldon. I remember Coach Benzie telling me this guy's just a hard worker, great kid, puts the time in. Anytime he goes down to the golf course on the weekend, he often sees Calvin there working on his game with his dad. So great honor there, Calvin. Put that on your resume. That's a good thing to have. Tommy Walker also made All-Academic. So what a great year for Tommy Walker. He made All-Academic, got the grades, went out and was the MVP of the golf team. Great job, Tommy. Again, put that on your resume. It will open up future employers' eyes, no doubt. So, yeah, got a number of guys coming back next year for the golf team. Keep an eye on them. And it'll be fun to watch moving forward. Let's see here. Moving on to soccer. First, let me say, I don't know that if you heard the news or not, but Coach Bogg and Coach Bates are moving on. I believe both men have been with the program for 3 years now. They're moving on from Belfast Area High School. They're definitely leaving the soccer program in a better place than they found it. And, you know, job well done. I know that the players really liked you. I got to know Coach Bogg a little bit on a personal level, and it was great to get to know him a little bit. I checked out some of the soccer games as well, and they were fun to watch. You know, I played soccer as a young boy before my football playing days. I didn't have football really in the town that I lived in, and I wanted to play sports where my friends were playing. And actually playing soccer helped me become a better football player. So definitely respect the sport, and just a tip of the hat to Coach Bogg and Coach Bates. In terms of the awards that were given out, Most Valuable Player Award was Jonah Lovejoy. He's led the team in scoring the last couple of years. Got a powerful right leg. Just very good agility-wise. Has very good stamina. Can cut, can pass, can do it all. He's just a junior as well. Whoever gets that next job at Belfast to be the soccer coach, he's going to have a big grin from ear to ear when he knows he's got the MVP of the team coming back to play his senior year and has played as well as he has. So good to see that. Most Improved Player was Ethan Hall. Again, whatever sport it is, if you've won the Most Improved Player Award, you've put the work in over the last year and gotten yourself a lot better. So anybody that's going to put the work in and dedicate time to their craft, I certainly respect. So great job to Ethan Hall winning that award. And then the coach's award went to Lincoln Outerbridge. And again, with that new coach coming in this year, when he's going to find out about this roster and knows that he's got a coach award winner coming back for the varsity team who was only a sophomore this year, to know that he's got a couple of more years in the program, that's got to be a very attractive thing to look at. So great job to those three for winning those awards. You look at the All-Academic, there's Jason Bartlett. Great job, Jason. Jason was a first-year soccer player this year, to my understanding. I think it will serve him well in the basketball court, which I think is probably his best sport. He was all-conference first team last year. Be hard to think that he wouldn't receive that honor this year. And in terms of what you can do on a soccer field, the cutting, the stamina, the coordination, the defense, all these things are transferable to the basketball court. Helped me as a young athlete when I transitioned to football, and I think it will do the same for Jason on the hardwood. So great job getting those grades. I know your parents are probably very proud of you. And also young Stephen Friel. I think I mentioned him earlier with the football. He played soccer as well. when it was determined that it wasn't going to be a real football season, they wanted to have a real taste of a varsity sport. So we had four of our players that were going both ways. Steven was one of them. Good to see Steven getting those grades. Great kid. Really, really improved himself big time. And I don't know. It's just something about this guy that I like, you know. Love having him part of the football team. And it's going to be fun to be with him on the basketball court as well. It's quite an honor to get that those grades. So great job, Steven, and to all the other soccer players as well. Just going over my notes as well. Looks like Lincoln Outerbridge was a team captain. Great job. Joe Lemon and Jake Slaughter, job well done. And then moving on to the girls' soccer team. Let's see here. Looking at my notes, Coach Brian Bewley and Coach McCarthy took care of that soccer team this year. They did a good job with the girls, had them competitive. Let's get into some of the awards real quick. Looks like most valuable player was Ada Potter. Great job, MVP. You know, these are memories that you're going to take with you the rest of your life. You know, my suggestion to you is to take these plaques and put them somewhere safe, and you know, don't let them sit in a box in a garage and get old and things like that. Take care of these things and show them to your kids one day. You know, one day later in life, you'll really, really, really appreciate that you won that award. You'll have that as the memory to prove it. Alexia Hopkins won Most Improved Player. Great job. Again, I don't care what sport it is. If you've improved yourself from 1 year to year two, it was seen by your coaches, and they're going to give you an award for it. That's just a great overall job. I believe this young lady is part of the wrestling team as well. So, again, I think that her work on the soccer field will help her in that sport, too. And Natalie Hamlin, Coach's Award winner. Great job. Again, I'm pretty sure that she's doing the right things on and off the field. Good attitude. Hard worker that let her win that award. Looks like there was a couple of other awards as well. 12th Player Award went to Anna Shorts. An Outstanding Defensive Award went to Emma Walter. Great job, ladies. Also, in terms of the all-academic, Lindsay Goganor and Summer Deans were the KBAC winners there in terms of the grades. Great job, ladies. Lindsay, I know, was a four-year starter for the soccer team. She worked with me last summer down in Lincolnville, so I got to know her on a personal level. Great kid, hard worker. Doesn't surprise me that she had success in the soccer field because she was a good worker for us as well. So great job. Wish her nothing but continued success as she goes into the future. And I'm just looking over my notes. Just want to make sure that I'm recognizing everybody. I think there was a few more awards that I want to touch upon real quick. Back to field hockey. They did give a couple of awards out to the JV. Looks like most improved player was Macy Morris. Great job, Macy. And the coach's award went to Lauren Hall. Great job there as well. JV is always about the younger athletes. You get an award like that early in your career is going to serve you well moving forward, no doubt. So great job to those ladies. And then looks like there was a couple of awards given for JV girls soccer as well. Kaylee Dodd, most improved. And Luna Carlson, Coach's Award. Great job, ladies. And just looking over my list as well, want to give the shout-outs to the all-academic. Looks like Sarah Fuller made it as well for girls' soccer. Chris Kelly made it as well. He was a soccer/football player. Chris is a great athlete all the way around, whether it's soccer, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's baseball. This guy is the real deal. I just found out as well. He got accepted to Michigan State University. Great job by Chris. And looking forward to watching him perform on the hardwood and then on the baseball field as well. He'll be missed. Great guy, great athlete, and very proud to have coached Chris the last couple of years in football. Ethan Hall as well made all academic. Great job, Ethan. It's my understanding he's going to have options next year in terms of colleges to attend. Don't know that he's picked one quite yet, but with those grades, it's going to give himself more opportunity to attend more schools of his liking. And he keeps working. He could be a collegiate athlete as well. So great job, Ethan Hall. Kiara Doolin and Haley Lindenhoff for the field hockey team also made KVAC academic. That's great to see. Lily Mitchell for the cross-country team. Great job. And just want to make sure that I've gotten everybody in terms of that awards. Looks to be about, I've covered everybody that made that all academic and touched upon each sport as well. Boys cross country, real quick, back to them real quick. They had four wins this year in terms of meets. Great job there. Field hockey was 6-0. Golf team, they won 7 matches. They had a winning record. Boys soccer, 3-2. They had a winning record. Football was 3-1, 7-on-7. And our girls cross country and soccer was very competitive as well. I'd say all in all, a very good fall sports season, top to bottom. You saw a number of wins. You saw a number of student athletes getting better. You saw another number of athletes, student athletes persevere through some very, very tough circumstances in terms of what's going on with COVID. And quite frankly, I didn't see a lot of complaining. I saw kids showing up, working, dealing with the things that they had to deal with in terms of all the COVID and all the rule changes and not having postseason. And, you know, we hit the ground running July 6th. We had over 55 student athletes there working. And these workouts started at 6 a.m. as well. The year before, my first year here as a full-time head football coach, we had a summer workout program. We had an average of 10 student athletes showing up. That was all sports. This year, all summer long, you know, we were 50 plus. So that was great to see. That's tough to navigate, you know, when some kids got, you know, early morning jobs and can't get there. And, you know, we held some night practices as well and tried to get some more guys there that way. Once we kind of split up and went sports specific, you know, there was great numbers, not only with the football team, we were having 30, 35. I know if it was real football, we would have had more there. And from what I heard from our athletic director, Matt Battani, there was great participation with our other sports as well. So great job all the way around to all of our fall sports teams. Really impressed with the way you handled this COVID thing. Stay strong. I know you created some memories. Really looking forward to seeing you all compete in your sport this winter. Hopefully we can get back to normal sooner rather than later. And hopefully we can finish out the year with some spring sports as well. And, you know, you can kind of put a stamp to your playing career here at Belfast Area High School. And again, take some memories that will last with you the rest of your life. Last message for me, give it everything you got. You only come through this time of your life once. 4 years is going to go by very, very fast. And you want to be able to look back and have these unforgettable memories that are going to last with you. And the only way that you do that is working hard, playing all 4 years if you can, giving it everything you got, having a positive attitude no matter what's thrown at you. Adversity is going to come your way in sports. Well, there was no bigger hurdle in terms of adversity this year than all this COVID. And from what I saw, they dealt with it but handled it in a very, very mature and great way. So my hat is tipped to you. I respect you. And, job well done to all of our coaches, faculty and staff, and student athletes. Thank you so much. This is the Belfast Lions Sports Show, WBFY, 100.9 local FM, BelfastCommunityRadio.org. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, now the moment you've all been waiting for, it's a world-famous Jackrabbit Slim's Twist Contest.